Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Today's show is titled, How to Prepare for the Holidays. Oh no, are we really there yet? Can you believe that in 66 days in New Year's, it's 2018, time has been flying like crazy this year. So you heard what my credentials or accolades are, and I want to stress I am not a medical doctor. However, I do have a lot of experience, and I'm speaking from my personal experience and from what I've learned with all the things that I've become. And if you ever have any questions or doubts or concerns or whatever, please, I encourage you to go talk to your doctor before you do anything that I recommend. So, preparing for the holidays, what am I talking about? And you know that all my shows have to do with mental, physical, and financial health. So let's say, do you prepare for 2018? Or if you do, how do you prepare for 2018 mentally, physically, and financially? What are your goals for the end of 2017 and the beginning of 2018? Can you say you are mentally balanced? Yes? No? If you answered yes, are you overwhelmed? Those are all questions I'm asking. We're going to go more into detail a little bit later. I just want to create some awareness with you right now to see where we are. So I was thinking about the mental preparedness first. What can we do to mentally prepare? So people think holidays are stressful. Do they really have to be, or are we the ones who are making them stressful for us and everybody else around us? What is the meaning of holiday for you? Does that mean you have to prepare a huge 5-course meal? You have to invite the entire family, close and far, in-laws, cousins, everybody, between 20 and 50 or 100 people? Or is that just told yourself you have to do? What are holidays actually meant to be for? In my opinion, it's more like that we have something to consider, to be thankful for, and maybe to share with a few people who we love dearly and who we know are going to help us make this a wonderful experience. I think I told you that many years ago when I lived at the ranch and I was taking care of the vineyard and everything, I had usually 30 people for Thanksgiving over. And I did everything with my husband together, and it was stressful. Then we decided to change and start dividing up, asking who's coming and what are they going to bring. And they were in charge of cleaning up their own stuff. So it freed us up, and we had more time to socialize, talk with one another, have fun, sing, recite poems, whatever we wanted to do, or play a game. And that's what a holiday is for me, something different than the daily life. So mentally, I am actually preparing myself to the point that I can enjoy. I'm not a big Halloween person. I don't see the reason behind it. Plus, the very first time I experienced it, I was scared half to death. That was here in the U.S., and obviously I'm not from here. And we didn't have that back home in Switzerland. Also, it was really scary to be left alone with a baby, not knowing what to do and what's happening, and then have people beat you up when you open the door and don't understand what they want. So, needless to say, Halloween is not my favorite holiday, though now where I live, it's easy, it's fun when you have parents, older siblings, aunts, uncles, and grandparents walk the little ones, and they come dressed up to the door, and they're so, so nice, and say thank you, and God bless, and all these wonderful things, and you can tell they actually mean it. It's not just, I want candy, give it to me, because I normally don't even hand out candy. I hand out something else, like stickers and pencils and erasers and stuff that they need, or little notebooks or something, so they have something they can use instead of all the sugar and something that they can't get hurt by. So that's my mental balance. I'm preparing mentally. Who do I want to surround myself with? Who is positive? Who is uplifting? Who is helpful? Who helps make this season be festive and memorable and enjoyable? And those are the people, as I said, that I surround myself with. Physically, you all know by now that I have made huge changes in my life, lifestyle and attitude and everything over the last year. It's been now a little bit over a year since I started releasing my extra pounds that I accumulated while taking care of my father-in-law and having had some health issues that put me on prednisone, and I just looked like Violet in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Well, now minus 55 pounds, I'm very healthy in my BMI, which is between 20 and 24.9. I'm around 23, which is excellent. It used to be about 33, which is seriously obese. So I can tell that this is actually a big thing for me. I'm not a fanatic. I eat foods and I try things. However, I am not eating to please people anymore. I eat to please myself. If I'm invited somewhere where I don't like, or where I know I don't like the food because it's not cooked the healthy way or prepared the healthy way, or they want to serve me too much, I know how much I need to be happy and healthy, then I just eat before I go my healthy meal so I can just snack on a little something that's healthy and use my time to socialize. So in this case, I can then use my physical and mental balance, not eating to stuff myself or to eat out of boredom or to eat just to please or to eat just because everybody else eats, but because I want to be there and socialize with the people and maybe drink more water than I eat. Or, you know, there are so many ways out. Let's prepare for that so we don't feel like we get pushed into a corner where we can't get out. So, as I said, the BMI healthy is 22 to 24.9. To figure it out is take your weight, multiply that by 703, and divide it by your inches squared. So if you're 6 foot, that's 6 times 12 is 72 inches, so it would be 72 times 72. So it would be your weight times 703 divided by the 72 times 72, and that equals the BMI. And if you're over 24.9, I think the doctor would agree with me. Be good for you to do something to lower that BMI, to reduce the stress factor, to reduce the factor that you might have a stroke or a heart attack, and that you get to live a happier, healthier, and a longer life. Financially, are you at a place where you're comfortable, or are you aiming for more to live a happier, healthier, better life, and more balanced life? How can you do that? And that's why I'm saying the three things go together, mental, physical, and financial, because if one is out of sorts, the other two don't work either. So see how you can balance them and to make the best out of everything. If you need help in any of those aspects, I'm your person to help you reach those goals. Again, I have done it for myself, and now I love helping people reaching their goals, their best of health, their optimal health, so they can be without pain. They can enjoy their children or grandchildren grow up and see them getting older and just really live a much better life. My desire or my goal is actually to help as many people as possible to the amount that I can't even count them anymore. Every day, a few new people on my team is what I would love to see, and create an amazing support system with and for one another to encourage each other, to keep each other accountable for what we set forth to do. And some ways of having a support network, there's probably more, but I'm just thinking of a few right now. Facebook is one. We can have a private chat room. Zoom calls is another one where I can see you face to face and we can talk and you can share and I can listen. And then maybe if you want to give you some advice, emails work well. They're private also. You can text me or voicemail me in person. We can meet somewhere, especially if you're in the Long Beach area or in the Big Bear area. That's where I'm the most. I'm sure we can arrange for something, or if you have some friends who want to improve their health to optimal health also, so they can have a really good 2018, I'm more than happy to help you and meet you within a certain distance. So let's do that. And if you have any suggestions and, you know, questions and whatnot, you can text me and voicemail me. And if your information is clear, so I understand what you mean, what you need, I will be more than happy to respond to you within 24 to 48 hours. However, I really need a clear message. So things we can do over the holidays is not to eat too much, reduce our sweets intake, eat a little bit, a bite here, a bite there is not going to hurt you, but don't go crazy over it. Don't eat to please someone, don't eat out of boredom. Do the same with the alcohol. If you want a sip of wine or beer or something, have a sip, not too late at night, but when you're still going to be up for a couple of hours, and just do it in moderation. As I mentioned before, eat healthy before you go, so you just graze on healthy snacks or choose wisely. Drink a lot of water. And always remember the stop challenge choose that I told you. Stop what you're thinking. Challenge your thoughts, figure out why you're doing it, and then choose, is it to your benefit or not? Remember, it's always mind over matter. Whatever your mind is, and that's stronger, you can do. You are an amazing person, and you have the power to make the best choices. Choose health over wealth. And when you do that, you're going to be so much happier. You can also go on my web, denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com. And it's the blue link in my transcript. And you can click on there. And if you have any questions, you can email me through there also. Or you can text and voicemail me on my phone number, 562-335-4956. So I can then talk to you personally. Again, suggestions, comments, if you want to be on my show, all those things are very important to me, and I'd love to get back with you. So between now and next week, I'm going to say stay happy, healthy, empowered, empowered, and do the best, give the best, and be the best you can be. Have a great week.